ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Hola, amigos. You have reached the midway point of your work week. We will officially welcome you to that momentos. Starters. We'll talk a little NBA playoffs. Fun games last night. Tonight, just one on tap, Portland and Denver. Saints news, like legit Saints news, about a cornerback, a starting cornerback, and a deal or no deal. We'll give you that here in a quick sec as well. Coming up on today's show, Mr. Chris McClain, Mike Nabors, Carlos Medina. Who are they? They cover the Panthers, the Buccaneers, and the Atlanta Falcons. We'll take a look at how the division drafted over the weekend. Tyrann Mathieu, 245 as well. And we may get appearances from Raphael and Brian. Reportedly, allegedly, the door is open in the Metairie studio. We'll see. Joey, back in the LaRose studios. How about you welcome us to halftime?
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more about what that camera Wednesday hump day is.
Ah, yes, there it is. Shot Gina Digital Underground. Letting you know you made it to halftime of your work week. Midway point, however you want to look at it, you are closer to the weekend. One day from Jazz Fest, final weekend as well. Words of wisdom.
All the ladies, peace and humpiness forever.
Ah, yes, it is. Now we're ready to go. Gus Kattengill with you. It is the Sports Hangover. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans. 800-998-1003 is the phone number to get involved in the show. Also, of course, you can tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA, all of those ways you can get involved. We're going to have a couple of questions of the day. We'll throw some info at you your way. As we said, we'll take a look at the division this hour or today, starting this hour, Chris McClain here in a quick sec. Your Saints news, let's just get it out the way now. Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network, the Saints declining the fifth-year option on cornerback Eli Apple. So he will be a free agent at the end of the season. Oh, no! What are you doing? It's simple, man. The guy was owed $13.7 million if you picked it up. Can you get him for cheaper than that? Is that what you want to go? Remember, this team is starting to kind of look forward as to the big paydays that will be coming. And don't think Cam Jordan's not a part of that, folks. I have a sneaky feeling. I mean, I would. I'd be asking for a new deal, a little extension here or there, a little love for sure. Michael Thomas on deck, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, Saints saying, look, let's see what happens. Maybe you can sign him to more. Maybe you don't know. I mean, look, you got a couple of DBs in the draft. So, bottom line, Saints not picking up that fifth-year option would have owed him $13.7 million. Want to focus on what the rest of the division did. We're going to talk to Mike Nabors out in Tampa, the beginning of next hour, Carlos Medina in Atlanta, bottom of next hour as well. We'll lead things off, though, over in Charlotte and Carolina. Chris McClain joins us at MacWFNZ, the way to follow him over on Twitter. Chris, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Doing fantastic. You're the host of the Mac Attack, so I got to imagine you get plenty of calls about what the Panthers did. Over here, everyone's a GM, obviously, around draft time. Going into the draft, before I ask your opinions on how they did, what was, I guess, the general consensus from Panthers fans as to what they wanted to see their team do starting last Thursday?
There was no doubt that it was two positions everybody was focusing on. One is pass rush, adding some pass rush. This Panther team, before last season, had been top 10 in sacks five of the last six seasons. Last year they dropped to 27th sacks, and Julius Peppers is leaving. It was time to go get a young pass rusher, and they ended up getting a couple in the draft. And I think the other need is offensive tackle. Darrell Williams, they brought him back on a one-year deal. but if he's coming off injury, but if he has a good, healthy season, there's a good chance he's kind of going to price himself out of here. So they went in the draft needing tackle help, needing pass rush help, and they did those two things. Now, did they do much other than that? That's something we're kind of debating here, but I definitely feel like those were the needs, and those are two areas they addressed.
Brian Burns, the pick in the first round, the outside linebacker from Florida State. Greg Little, the second round selection, again, tackle from Ole Miss. Another linebacker out of Alabama, Christian Miller, coming in the fourth round, another tackle all the way back in the sixth. So I guess what are the thoughts? We'll start with the top two, Brian Burns and Greg Little. What are the thoughts of those two players from you?
Burns, I mean, I like them both. Burns, I love the pick. I mean, you watch this guy at Florida State and you watch, you know, some of the highlights. I mean, he just has speed. He gets off that edge fast. It's an level of athleticism that you just can't teach someone. You know, you just can't. Now, the question with him is, wait, where is he going to play at? He played low, you know, below 230 when he was in college, right? And he beefed up to about 250 for the combine, still put up ridiculous combine numbers, but will he keep that weight on? I think the plan with the Panthers, too, Ron Rivera's talked about it a lot, and the type of players they picked in the drafts and signed this offseason seem to indicate they're serious about a lot more 3-4 looks on defense. This has been a 4-3 team all the way back through the foxing, and that's going to change. I think you'll see some 4-man fronts, but I think you're going to see a lot of 3-man fronts. And you look at a guy like Burns, he's kind of perfect for that guy that will play in space, you know, rush from a 3-4 outside linebacker position. And even the guy they drafted in the fourth round out of Alabama, Christian Miller, who, if he can stay healthy, I think has a chance to be a real good rotational guy. So you're going to – that's one of the things you're going to notice differently if you're a Saints fan, is things will look different in terms of scheme for the Panthers this coming season.
Very interesting. At MacWFNC is the way to follow Chris McClain. He hosts the Mac Attack over in Charlotte, WFNZ. All right, so you mentioned tackle. Look, Cam Newton, he gets hit a ton. So obviously the line is a concern there as well. Obviously shoulder surgery in this past offseason. So tackle's kind of an important, just the line in general is kind of an important area, right?
Oh, yeah. We need, let's face it, I'm going to put it this way. We need someone that can freaking block Cam Jordan, for God's sake. All right, I'm going to start with that. I'm on in New Orleans. I'm going to start with that one. And then, obviously, you just look at what you just said. Cam Newton has taken, I believe, more hits since he's been in the league, statistically, than any quarterback that's been in the league. A lot of it's in the run game. But to be honest, the biggest shots he's taken have been back there at quarterback trying to throw the football. The offensive line has been kind of patched together. They have not used a first-round pick on an offensive tackle in 11 years. This was his second-round pick. And it was a trade-up to do it. It was an aggressive move. They had a first-round grade on Greg Little out of Ole Miss. He's a guy that has been a bit polarizing. Some of the draft guys and scouts you talk to tell you, hey, this guy didn't go hard all the time. This guy's got a lot of ability, but he's not nasty. He doesn't go all out. And then other people will sing his praises and talk about the potential. It's going to be up to the coaching staff. John Matsko is your typical nasty, you know, old school offensive line coach. And he's worked magic here with offensive linemen that were nowhere near second round picks, nowhere near this talented. But there's no doubt Greg Little is the guy that a lot of scouts look at and say, does he have that tenacity to play in the National Football League? And we're going to see. He's going to get a chance to be a left tackle starter right away. That would allow them to probably move Taylor Moten inside the guard. That would allow them to have Darrell Williams out on the right side and then Trey Turner at right guard. And Matt Paradis, who they just signed as a free agent, they love him from Denver. That would be a seriously upgraded line if Little's ready for it. But there are some people that wonder, you know, is he a project? Is he still a little raw? But that'll be one of the storylines at camp, is can they get that line together where Greg Little, with all his talent, is ready to play left tackle right away.
Taking a look at how the NFC South did over the draft, speaking with Chris McClain up in Charlotte. There were some folks around here that were keeping an eye on Will Greer. Obviously, we Drew Brees, is it Teddy? Quarterbacks, it's discussed a lot around here as well. How is Cam Newton? I mean, what's the belief over there? Can he be healthy for the start of the season? Can he be healthy continually? Will Greer selected next in your draft picks in the third round? Is it just, hey, to try to have somebody back there and develop just in case? I mean, I don't think there's any belief, right, that Cam's not going to be that quarterback that's going to be around for a while.
No, I mean, I think there's a lot of unknowns with the injury. I mean, this was his second shoulder surgery. in three seasons. And so it's something that's been chronic for him. It keeps happening again. Now, this surgery was minor. It was, you know, arthroscopic procedure. But, and he says things are great, and the team says things are great, but he still hasn't started throwing a football yet. So I do think there is a little bit of just nervousness. You know, last year he really was throwing the ball really well with North Turner. They were meshing. They were clicking.
Right.
He was a lot more accurate because he wasn't forcing things downfield. He was taking stuff underneath for the first time really in his career. And then it's a damn shame. The shoulder just kind of gave out. So I think there is some hesitancy. I think there's no doubt that this is a pick that is twofold. One is, as you mentioned, insurance, right? Let's get somebody and start developing because this shoulder thing has not gone away for three seasons. I think it's also just, hey, we need someone better than Kyle Allen and Taylor Heinicke as our backup quarterbacks. So I think it's twofold. I think they think he will be the best backup that this team has. And I think they're, you know, kind of starting just in case. There are some people nationally that have tried to speculate, well, hey, Cam's contract's up in 2 years. They want to develop someone and be able to use this as leverage and tell Cam, hey, you know, you take what we say or hit the highway. I don't know if Cam's healthy the next 2 years and playing great, I don't know if I would like to see them play it that way, but
right.
For me, it feels like it's injury insurance and to upgrade the backup position immediately.
Final question for you, Chris. Obviously, look, you know, OTAs, mini camp, and then training camp a couple months from now is coming. But it's kind of what's the sense and mood overall with fans, what you're hearing from the team and players as they're starting, you know, getting together to work out and get in shape and all of that as really we're starting to really get into the new season here. What are the expectation levels?
It's interesting. I mean, I think it depends, varies from fan to fan. There's definitely no, you know, general feeling of the entire fan base. I kind of believe that this team has a shot to bounce back and be a playoff type team next year, but a lot of things have to fall into place. And I think other fans, maybe they're less optimistic, need to see these things fall into place. Like, for example, the change of scheme, the new pass rushers, the rookie pass rushers they brought in, like, Ron Rivera's taken over the defense personally. And I think people just need to see these things work. A lot of it sounds like good ideas to me, but I think a lot of people are skeptical. Hey, you got to show this to us. On the other side, I think people are nervous wrecks about Cam's shoulder injury because Will, say what we want about Will Greer, and I know there are reports out there that the Panthers had him third on their board among quarterbacks, had him over Kyler Murray on their board, for God's sake. Number one overall pick. So they apparently like him. But is this a guy that we want to have out there in year one playing quarterback? So I feel like the season hinges on Cam's health. It hinges on a defense being better than it was last year. And, you know, it also hinges on these offensive line things coming together. There's the center, Matt Paradis, who came over from Denver's off injury. Darrell Williams is off injury. Greg Little is a little raw. So there's things that if they come together, I think this team can bounce back, be back in that 10 or 11 win range. Mm-hmm. But that's a lot of ifs. You know, that we're hoping for.
Chris McClain, Panthers get things going against the Rams and Buccaneers at home, first two games of the season. So we'll see what happens. Got plenty of time to see what takes place, obviously, as they get going. Right now, they're just working out and running around, Chris. It is what it is.
All right, fellas, it sounds good. I'm ready for football. I'm ready to kick this thing off already. I guess we got to wait a little bit.
I'm with you, man. Thanks so much, man. Appreciate your time this afternoon.
All right, man. Be good.
Yep, for sure. Chris McClain, check him out over on Twitter at MacWFNZ. He hosts the Mac Attack, 102.5 FM, 610 AM, WFNZ over in Charlotte. Some interesting info there. Again, it's one of the reasons when we go around the league, we always like to get – sometimes it's good to get hosts of different shows, people that cover the team and do things to kind of get that sense and feel, just like how you guys give us a call, how you guys tweet us and – you know, what your feeling and mood is, right? I mean, I've done it over the last couple of days myself nationally. People, what are the Saints want? I'm like, believe me, wide receiver was on a lot of topics from a lot of you guys that really thought that the Saints needed to go that way. So it's interesting, some of the things he said there. We can discuss that when we come back next segment. Adding the pass rush, dropping all the way to 27th in sacks. Their defense had always been a calling card, the Panthers, especially when they went to the Super Bowl as well. And I guess what was interesting and stood out to me, drafting a quarterback to use as leverage perhaps, but more importantly, Will Greer above Kyler Murray on their board and the head coach. You want to talk about hot seat? He's like, give me the defense. Time for me to run the D. And again, that's what he did before he became the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm, kinginjuryfirm.com. If you go to the website, you will see a handful of things, right? For starters, you see the number, 909-KING. It's a free consultation call. That's easy enough. You see the About Us tabs. If you click that, it shows you who the attorneys are, little bios, get to know who they are. Videos. It's a little fun little video examples of different situations. Also, you'll see that it's not just personal injury. They deal with maritime offshore. They deal with mass tort, workers' comp, a bunch of different areas of practice as well. So when you go there, you'll see all the different ways that they can help you. So go ahead and contact them, 909-KING. Go to kinginjuryfirm.com if you want to go check them out online. There's a way you can submit your question online that way if you don't want to talk to anybody. And just get some information and some ideas and see if they can help you or not, right? When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more what Chris had to say. Touch on the Saints news. What do you think, Saints fans? Are the Saints not picking up Eli Apple's option? Love to hear from you. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. To the Saints and truth,
the dirty law down. Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Greg LeBlanc has the deals. Shop now online or in person at Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Our new Express store makes shopping online easier than ever.
Ever.
We now offer home delivery. Get the all-new 2019 Tundra TSS off-road for just $32,990. That's just $32,990 for a new off-road Tundra four-door. All Louisiana residents are welcome to participate in Greg LeBlanc Toyota's low, low prices on new Toyotas. Shop online. Shop now at GregLeBlancToyota.com and save today because Greg LeBlanc has the deals.
Model 8239, MSRP 38449, 4,000 rebate plus TTNL.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodaux Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodaux Regional.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive Smart Flex technology, our frameless beam-designed Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING. Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
That's me and a guitar right here. Actually, it's not. I probably could do this. I think I could do this, Joey. That's Jordan on vocals. Actually, Jordan's not here today. Something about a paper and studying. Something like that. Didn't he say like 2-3 papers before Thursday? You know, here's the thing. I don't understand. He could have started much sooner. You know what I mean? It's like, here he is Tuesday yesterday, man. I got it. Mike, why are you waiting 2 days before they're due? Anyway. I'm not getting on because I didn't realize until much later my collegiate career. I'm just saying, I didn't realize until much later my collegiate career. If I actually invested and studied earlier and managed the time a little bit differently, I'm one of those people though, right? Under the gun, I like pressure. I like going, all right, I got it in 2 hours. Let's do it. I don't know why. Some call it procrastination. I call it motivation. You know, sometimes for some reason, I did better knowing I waited to the last minute. I don't know why. I don't know why a lot of people do that. I don't think he's alone. I was in that ballpark here as well. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in. Well, what you heard from Chris McClain, we're going to hear from Mike Neighbors at 105, Carlos Medina on the dreaded Atlanta Falcons at 130, Mike Neighbors on the Bucks. What's your thoughts, man? What do you think of Cam Newton? Second shoulder surgery in 3 seasons. And he said there's some that believe that maybe you go get Will Greer to kind of use that in contract negotiations. The guy took you to a Super Bowl. He won an MVP. It's just weird you're going that route. If you want to give me the, hey, second shoulder surgery in 3 seasons, that's enough for me. That's enough for me to draft a quarterback just in case. I don't know how this is going to go. You can tell me it's minor all you want. I don't know. It is interesting, though, that Chris said Will Greer was over Kyler Murray on their board. Well, the reason I bring that up, like everybody evaluates differently, but why I say that's interesting and important to me is to them that he's a better quarterback then, and then they take him. They probably think it's a steal and a value in the third for sure, but if you are ranked higher than the guy that goes number one in the draft, that's not a guy you're probably bringing in and going, you know, we're cool with him holding a clipboard for the next 5 to 7. Get what I'm getting at? So I definitely think they're going to develop. Well, I mean, not that you wouldn't develop him anyways. Like you're going to give him half the playbook because you don't think he'll be the starter. But I definitely think that they probably hope at the very least he can push Cam and be ready in case they need him. But ranked higher than Kyler Murray on their board. That's very interesting. I was about to go to Mike D there. Mike, give us a call right back, man. We'll go to you. Uptown Ruler, thanks for giving us a call. What you got, man?
Hey, man, you said they're not going to option Eli Apple?
Right. Eli Apple, the Saints have decided not to pick up that fifth-year option. He would have been owed $13.7 million if they were going that route. So as of now, he will be a free agent at the end of the season.
Oh, I thought he was going to be a free agent this year.
No. He's playing this year for the Saints, but they were going to pick up that fifth-year option.
Well, if he plays good, is a chance that they'll pick up that option if he plays good this year?
Look, I mean, that is the risk I think both sides are going in here. I mean, if you're Eli Apple, you play really well, it may cost more than 13.7. I don't know if he's going to be a $13 million cornerback, though. You know what I'm saying?
And then what they're going to do with, what's his name? The other cornerback, what's his name?
Marshawn Lattimore. Well, his deal's not up just yet, but it's coming. Michael Thomas's deal's coming. Andres.
And then you
got to
deal with
coming.
Cam Jordan.
Cam,
you
look,
deal
I
with
get
Cam Jordan.
Cam Jordan's got 2 more years on his deal. I'm not waiting if I'm Cam. And again, I'm not calling for a lockout or a holdout, rather. But I would have a hard time believing that he and his agent haven't at least been, Mickey, what's going on, Manny? Hey, have you been to so-and-so's? Have you been with Uptown Realty to go get a daiquiri? How about we go get a daiquiri? Let's talk about an extension. Because he has seen a couple of defensive linemen get new deals this offseason where the numbers are either as good, if not better. And, again, I am not of the let's start nonsense or try to create turmoil. I'm just being fair. The guy is grotesquely underpaid.
I would not wait for no 2 years to give him an extension. I would give him an extension right now.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. I think you're talking about it. I think you try to work it out. But this is why. I mean, you can't pick up a fifth-year option on Eli Apple and give him 13-7. I mean, you can't with all the other money you got. Now, that's not saying you don't like him. That's not saying at all the Saints don't want him. But you can get that 13-7 in the new deal and kick the can like they've done and spread it out, give it in different bonuses, roster bonuses, that converts into a signing bonus and all this other stuff to go
against
your cap.
Okay, I got two more questions to ask you.
Okay.
Well, here's one. Mark Ingram, I know he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I know he's gone. If he doesn't work out for Baltimore, is there a chance that he can come back to the Saints?
No.
And
he signed a couple years with Baltimore, so they're going to see if it's going to be whether that can work out or not. Because, look, again, here's the other thing, too. He's not going to be getting any younger, right? So all of this season's wear and tear and all of that. Mark Ingram's days with the Saints are done, man.
They're done. Okay, what about did they draft a quarterback?
The Saints did not draft a quarterback.
Or do they have a quarterback in free agency?
No. I mean, it's Teddy Bridgewater and Taysom Hill right now.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right, there he is. Uptown Ruler, 800-998-1003. Quarterback Drew Brees, Mark, Garland Gillen, Fox 8, just tweeted the video. Mississippi College, I guess Drew Brees is speaking over there. And Garland said he was talking about the 2019 draft pick.
Kind of a limited number of picks this year, right? But I feel like what our organization always does a great job of is really identifying, our needs and also who they feel are the best players in the draft. You know, guys that not only have the talent to play at the next level, but they feel like are the type of guys that we want, possess the type of character, have the type of toughness and intelligence, just all the traits that we're looking for in players that will blend into our locker room. And coming out of the draft, even though we didn't have a first-round pick and, you know, had limited picks after that, I felt like they did a great job of maneuvering and trading up to get some guys that I know were ranked very high on their board, guys that they feel like can come in and make an instant impact for us. And, you know, only time will tell, but I'm excited to get into practices here in a few weeks and see what we've got.
Tell you what, the little grin at the very end of that bite, if you can see the video, again, Garland Gillen tweeting that video. If you want to go check it out, I've retweeted as well, at GCAT_17. I'm just trying, every time I see him have some, you know, some comments. I mean, before that, it was really what you saw at the Super Bowl and different events that he's been at. As difficult as it's been for you as a fan, imagine how difficult it is to be him, right? To go through what he went through, yet have to kind of re-energize yourself, get ready to go, and get going. And that's why you heard, I can't wait to get to practice. The easiest way, you know, you're struggling, you want to get back on the court. You've heard Alvin Gentry say one of the best things when they're losing, you got a game the next day. You've heard football coaches say the best thing about it is to get back on the field, erase the play. I think there's a lot of members on that team, not just Drew. They can't wait for this to take place. They cannot wait for OTAs. Look, it's one thing to be working out and lifting weights. That helps to have your teammates by you and being just back in that locker room atmosphere, seeing the guys putting on the jerseys, I mean, or the shorts. And look, it helps. That does help, right? But getting at it, like going through the working, right, to the next goal and the ultimate goal, that's I think what's special and unique here as well. Quick break. Looky there who's at the door. Rafael Esparza's decided to pay us a visit here in the Metairie Studios. We'll talk with him. Little NBA playoffs. Some interesting games last night. Plus, we'll touch on early different odds on the NFC South, the rest of the NFL here as well. Don't forget, coming up, Mike Nabors, Carlos Medina, Tampa, Atlanta, next hour. And Tyron Matthew, one of the newest members of the Kansas City Chiefs, is going to talk to us about his charity event that's coming up here this month. At 2:45, it's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
The gong, an instrument used to signal the end of really long drum solos. In my computer career, it celebrates the beginning of a student's new life as an IT professional and completion of a student journey focused on the result, getting you out of an unrewarding job and into an IT career in as little as 4 months, even with zero IT experience. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Jared has hundreds of gifts you could get mom this Mother's Day, like a tennis bracelet.
Aww.
Or a diamond necklace.
Thank you, sweetie.
But there's only one that will make her feel like this.
Yes!
With Jared's diamond price match guarantee, you can finally get mom the one gift she's always wanted.
Oh, I love you so much.
For you to get engaged. Shop at a Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a loose certified diamond of the same characteristics and quality from any other jewelry retailer as validated by Jared personnel in store. See jared.com/pricematch for details.
This Mother's Day, don't try to pull a wool over mom's eyes. With a last-minute gift, get ahead of the rush with 1-800-Flowers and their truly thoughtful bouquets. Right now, 1-800-Flowers has an exclusive 30 for 30 offer. 30 assorted tulips for just $30. These beautiful orange, yellow, and pink tulips are guaranteed to make her smile. To order 30 stunning assorted tulips for only $30, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Stephen A. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Stephen A. That's with a P-H, not a V. Offer expires Wednesday.
Women Heart is in a race to save lives. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. It's 80% preventable, if you know the facts. Millions of women are living with or at risk of different types of heart disease, like AFib, which is a type of irregular heartbeat. It affects both women and men, but women with AFib have a higher risk of stroke and death than men. Get educated. See your doctor. Know the facts. Diet and exercise are key to staying healthy. Know the risks. Women Heart does something really unique, solely focusing on women and providing peer-to-peer support. To win this race, we all have to do it together. Our hearts beat as one. To learn more, visit womenheart.org.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Ah, yes. Looky here. I'm not used to seeing you on another day other than Friday, much less outside of the quarter. You know, used to be there on Fridays back in the day over at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap. Rafael Esparza! Wow, what do we owe the privilege and honor today, man?
I changed my eye doctor appointment just to come hang out with
you.
You today.
Changed your eye doctor appointment.
That's how. Wow. That's what I do.
I like
for
the
you.
Glasses, though. They look good. Are they new?
No.
Different? No?
No, I might get some new ones.
Oh, you might get.
Yeah. I'm old. I got to get bifocals. Today.
Okay. Bifocals.
Yeah, bifocals.
Really? So
that's,
you're upgrading.
I'm upgrading.
How old are you?
That's messed up, man. I'll be 46.
46? Okay. Yeah. I'm 43, so I've yet to have to go that route of the spectacles just yet. We're going to get into a lot of different things. Again, you're just stopping by, and we're going to chat a lot about different aspects of it. We just spoke with Chris McClain, top of the hour. About the Panthers, some interesting tidbits that he gave there. NBA playoffs tonight, it's Portland and Denver. Last night, Bucks 123-102, a 24-2 run helped separate that game there, Raphael. And then over the Celtics, that series is tied at 1-1. Rockets and Warriors, Golden State wins 115-109. We're going to get into that a little bit here as well. But got to give you some NFL news. Big news, not only do the Saints obviously decline the
option. I'll take a quick nap right now.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to say, I mean, but this is big news because I'm sure you probably had odds on this. The Monday Night Football crew, not really a lot of change. Actually, it just said Booger, that the Booger Mobile.
I know the Pope Mobile. Yeah, we're going to miss it.
We're going to scrap that, and you're going to come upstairs in the booth. ESPN announcing that it's Joe Tessitore, or Jessitore, and then and Booger will be in the booth, and Lisa Salt, this is the sideline, and that's it.
I hope the chemistry is better because they had no chemistry last year whatsoever. And I think because Booger was in this Booger Mobile or the Pope Mobile, whatever he was.
He spoke more than anyone else a lot of times. And I think you definitely saw this draft.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw any of the draft coverage, but he was
very vocal.
Right. And very knowledgeable. And I like him. I like his personality.
Yeah. Like I said, I think moving him in the booth will probably generate maybe a better, I don't know, showing on TV, because they had no chemistry whatsoever.
Why do you think it didn't work with the tight ends going back to Dallas? I don't understand. I mean, people like disliked them, and it's not like I ever caught myself. There are some crews, there are some games I'm like, my goodness, they bring nothing and I can't get anything of it, right? I mean, the CD crews of Fox sometimes in the Saints game when I'm like, I mean, it's bad. I never really listened and thought it was awful. I don't know.
No, I think the biggest part, I thought no one could beat how bad Tony Kornheiser was on Monday night, but I thought last year's chemistry was probably right up there on the chemistry point of
view. Do you think Tony Romo's success has, I would say, opened the eyes as to what it is that you want? Because I've asked you this before, and I've asked, you know, our listeners, what is it that you want in the color commentator? Not the play-by-play guy, the color commentator. And that said, we can get into the play-by-play guys too. Some guys are very chatty. Some guys are some descriptive, not descriptive. Like, I think Al Michaels, he comes across as just tired. Like, he's just, I'm collecting the check. Like, I get nothing out of Al Michaels anymore. And I'm not saying he wasn't one of the best in that, but Al Michaels now, Al Michaels 5, 10, 15 years ago is a difference to me. I just, like, this is Al Michaels play-by-play. All right. So second and down, Breeze to pass. And it'll be completed. Raphael, you know, this game is just very interesting. So it'll be third down. You get what I'm getting? It's not very descriptive, very into the game. It's a touchdown for the Saints. It's just, again, my opinion. I think he's mailed it in on a lot of
big
games.
Time. I love the former athletes coming into the book. Big A-Rod fan inside the booth.
Agreed.
I hated him as a player, right. I thought, but in the booth,
he's incredible.
Tim Tebow, I think, would be outstanding doing play-by-play in football. I liked his knowledge that he brings in.
He has a lot of energy.
Yeah, his energy. Yeah. I think he would be great. That's what I look for. That's why I like Tony
Herb
Romo.
Herb Street becoming, you know, the main color guy, I thought was a good move. I mean,
yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder if Tebow would
maybe,
do that.
Maybe if he hangs up the baseball glove.
Yeah, he still wants to be. Yeah. Do you have odds on Tebow making it?
I think what the favorite last time I checked was the All-Star. After the All-Star break, they move him up.
This year?
Yeah, this year. He'll be a Met this year because ticket sales, jersey sales,
right.
Jesus sales, everything that he gets.
Jesus sells, exactly. Yeah. I like that. No, but it's going to be interesting. That. But anyway, so that's your Monday Night Football crew. If you want to chime in and give your opinion on it, 800-998-1003. I want to get your opinions on this though, because we talked with Chris McClain from WFNZ in Charlotte in the opening segment, Raphael.
Yeah, my Uber driver wouldn't change the channel if I can listen.
No?
No.
Okay. That's a shame.
He had to listen to 80s music.
80s music. Yeah. All right. Well, here it is with the Panthers, right? So Cam Newton, I thought it was interesting that he said that Will Greer, the quarterback they selected, they had him rated higher than Kyler Murray on their board, for whatever you want to look at, okay, on that, you know, area there. But he also said there's some in that part of town, in area, that believe that another reason to go and get a guy like that is to maybe use in negotiations when Cam Newton's deal comes up here.
That doesn't
as
shock
well.
me.
Really?
That doesn't
see, it shocked me a bit because I'm like, this guy's an MVP, brought you to the Super Bowl. He is your offense. And now you're going to use it as leverage in a deal?
That doesn't shock me at all. I mean, but what do you, if you're a team, of course they're going to say they had their quarterback they selected better than the ones that got selected. What are they going to say? Oh, well, we had him selected as the bottom of the second quarterback and he was just there, so we picked him. Of course they're going to say that. But I like Will Greer. I think he's, is he NFL starter? I don't know about that, but I like the pick that they got.
Where do you have the Panthers this season? Because I asked him what were the expectations. And he said they'd be improved. He just doesn't know if they're a playoff team just yet. I just see a lot of holes there. Like, they addressed the line. They addressed some defensive guys in their draft. Panthers going with two linebackers. Brian Burns, the first pick overall from Florida State. Christian Miller, the outside linebacker from Alabama. And they didn't really go receiver till Terry Godwin in Georgia. I'm just sitting here like, who's Cam Newton throwing to? You know what I mean? Who are their targets on the offensive end? Running backs, tight ends. You know what I'm getting at?
Yeah. Has McCaffrey been drug tested yet? Since that picture came out yesterday of him lifting weights, I mean, his arms were huge.
Right. But I still think even there, I think there's only so much that McCaffrey can give you.
No, I think that's, I mean, I thought they were going to.
He's not Kamara. Would you agree with that?
No.
He's not bad.
He's not bad. I mean, Kamara's in a different system. I think if you put Kamara in another team, he's totally a different athlete.
I still think the guy can run, though.
Who?
Kamara.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying he can't run, but I just think the system he's in makes him a lot better athlete. I think I was actually shocked that the Panthers didn't go a little bit more offense for Cam Newton weapons. Same thing as the Green Bay Packers. I thought they were going to draft a tight end right away to try to help Rodgers, and they didn't.
Don't you have the greatest tight end of all time in Jimmy Graham?
Maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, he's kind of.
Yeah.
Since the Saints days.
He's still collecting that money.
He might have wanted to be happy. Well, you're right. Look, at the end of the day, if he wanted his money, he got money, but, you know.
Got it right.
Look, they went offensive line when they went to there. We're going to talk next hour at Mike Neighbors, covers the Bucs and the Saints, and Carlos Medina with the Atlanta Falcons. Just your overall. I guess what it's hard, right? You look at the draft, everybody is happy with their picks. Everybody says it can fill a need, it can come in and do that. Look, we've seen here in New Orleans two drafts where nobody was left on the team just several seasons later, you know, and that's why you went 7-9. While you can't sit there and predict how good your team is now because of the draft, you can say if you didn't draft well, it hurts you. You better draft well. The Saints are where they are because of what they've done in the second and third round. Most in the bulk of the talent of their team has been second and third round picks.
Yeah, that's why I love, what are the draft grades? Really? Yeah. How about doing a draft grade 2 years in after
two,
the
3 years.
Yeah, not now. I could care less. Oh, my team got a draft. I got an A. Okay, what did you do the year after that? That's what I want to know. So I'm just not 100% sold on the NFL draft and how blown up is. I mean, you said, the second round, third round, even fourth round, there's some really good gems in the fourth round, especially on the offensive side. Offensive linemen in the fourth round usually gel really well. I'm just not blown away where I have to sit there on my computer and watch the draft day after pick after pick after pick with excitement, because these guys are going to be probably mowing my yard in Vegas in maybe 4 or 5 years where they got drafted and put a hat on.
There's a yard to mow in Vegas?
I have artificial in my backyard. Okay. But
I saw that a lot.
Like, they pay you to get rid of your grass in Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because there's no water.
Right.
But we don't have to boil our water there.
Oh, wow. Would you rather no water or boiling water?
No water, because there is water there. I mean, there is water there. People think, what, are you always thirsty there?
Like, I just learned something, seriously, because like my wife every now and then, you know, when the game's not on or she gets fed up with me watching games, she'll just grab the remote and put on whatever, it's the travel channel, it's house huntings, right? You know, whether it's like people pick three houses, which I've always wondered. They only pick three houses, and then you have to make a choice.
My house here was on House Hunters.
Was it really? Okay, well, that's my point. It's like, I wouldn't mind being on that, but it's just very strange. I'm sure it's docked up for TV. You know, these are the only three, because a lot of times I'm like, I wouldn't take any of them. And then they sit there and go, we have to pick one of these. I'm like, no.
Yeah,
I need another set of three. But they did it in San Diego with this young mom, single mother with two kids, and every house had AstroTurf, had artificial grass in the backyard. And they were like, oh, look, you got your artificial turf. And I looked at my wife, I'm like, that's horrible. I mean, I got a nice backyard, you know. Carver loves to play in there. I love to grill. Sure, I get mosquitoes. Well,
I grill
squirrels.
My backyard.
I see possums. I'm like, I enjoy my yard. I could not imagine having fake grass.
Oh, I love it because I hate
so they
grass.
Pay you.
Oh, yeah.
They pay you.
Yep. They pay you, I think it's per square foot of how to take your grass out to either make it desert landscaping or to put the artificial.
Really? Because I remember when I went to Phoenix to go see a Saints game out there and do that. Yeah, I mean, it's just like they have like pebbles in the front yard and there's rocks and like the Japanese water garden, essentially.
I got all rocks in my front yard.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what it looks like. That's your yard and dirt.
No cutting grass. Who wants to cut grass in 110
degrees?
I do.
I don't mind cutting grass.
There's baseball on in the
afternoon.
Do
it in the morning. Do it at night. I cut the grass in the summer at night, like 6 o'clock, 6:30.
No.
See, here's the thing. When you're trying to stay slim and fit, a little sweat, it's not bad.
I'm old.
You got to sweat off the beer, you know?
I'm waiting for...
How much grass would you have? It's in desert. I mean, you're talking about a patch of grass. You wouldn't have acres of grass.
No. I used to cut the grass with just a weed whacker.
Exactly. It's not a lot of grass. That's interesting. There it is. Poor Raphael. Can you just picture in slow motion?
Weed whacker.
Yep. Just weed eater. Just going around getting the old eight blades of grass.
My cat in the window with a tear coming down as he's watching me sweat.
How many times, honestly, is it rain in Vegas?
Oh,
can you count? Is it on one hand, two hands?
Yearly?
Yes.
I would say probably almost two hands.
Come on.
Yeah, almost two hands.
Is it that little?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know it's desert and they got, but seriously.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny, when it rains, you'll see sometimes people just sitting in their driveway, just sitting in the rain, like, oh, this is great.
Just experiencing
it. But they can't drive there because all the oil comes out of on the road.
Oh, right,
and
honestly.
Tons
right.
of ags, and flooding's really, really bad there
because,
well, A,
because it's, yeah.
they're not used to it.
The ground is basically concrete, exactly.
Yeah,
there's nowhere for it to seep.
Rattlesnakes, roadrunners, all over the place.
There's a lot of scorpions. I've had scorpions in my garage.
Okay, see, that's enough for me to not go there.
You sitting next to one, Raphael.
I'm good.
No snakes, but scorpions and
I'm
spiders.
Good.
Black
I'm good.
Willows all Mm-mm. over the place.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you live there? I mean, scorpions and black widows and no rain.
Drinking 24 hours, well, casinos.
You
24
can do that here.
You can't buy it.
And there's grass. I just couldn't do it. It's one of the reasons, like, my wife's like, New York, I would love to live in New York. I'm like, negative.
That's too cold.
Well, forget the cold. I'm talking about there's just concrete everywhere. Like, there is no grass anywhere. And then the shadows of the buildings, it's like 8, 9, 10 in the morning, noon, 1, 2. There's no sun that ever hits you. It's just weird. I can't – I don't know. I'm strange with that. I'm not saying, like, I'm totally outdoorsy, but I got to feel the – I got to be able to see it. And I do like my lawn. I do like my grass. What? And trees.
When you die of a heart attack cutting grass, because that's the biggest perception of men's heart attacks is cutting grass and shoveling snow.
Yeah. There's some days in the summer, like around July and August. Yeah, in July and August, my chest starts to get...
Carver will be cutting the grass around you. He'll just leave you there for his fake lawnmower.
I'll be the chalk outline. Let's talk NBA playoffs. Rafael Esparza is joining us here in the studio today. 800-998-1003. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
What's up, New Orleans? It's Matt Moscona inviting you to join me weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. for After Further Review. I make you one promise. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it weekdays on After Further Review. Saints, Tigers, Pelicans, we got it all covered weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. So tune us in and tell a friend. It's After Further Review, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 on 100.3 ESPN New Orleans.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to click on the banner ad entitled, "You Won't Believe What These Child Stars Look Like Now." Be dissatisfied, and kinda sad, about how the child stars look. And now your computer is plagued by incessant pop-up ads.
Oh, this can't be good.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 clickbait minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
If you've been in an auto accident, even if you weren't injured, you've probably been contacted by someone urging you to go to a certain medical facility or a certain attorney to seek money from an insurance company. Auto insurance companies pay billions of dollars in medical claims each year, and they are a target for fraudsters who shop for accident victims who may or may not need treatment. They want your insurance information so they can bill for unnecessary visits and treatments that you may never receive. All of this adds up to higher insurance premiums for all of us. Insurance fraud is something you don't want to be involved in. There are ways you can protect yourself. If you're involved in an accident, talk to your insurance company first. Don't provide your insurance or personal information to someone that solicits you or tries to refer you. If you are injured, only deal with legitimate medical professionals and facilities. If you suspect medical fraud, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
It's Golic and Wingo.
In Jeff Passan's eyes, to make this worth it for Philadelphia, they need to win multiple World Series.
I disagree.
Series. You win one World Series, I'm telling you right now, that's worth it.
Absolutely.
Without question, that's going to be worth it. You win a World Series.
Well, especially, I mean, in a city like Philadelphia, yep, where you saw the reaction to a Super Bowl win after the sort of championship drought they've experienced as a whole. And now, quite frankly, look at the way the city is set up.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
It's hump day. You're getting closer to the weekend for some. Tomorrow, Jazz Fest. Friday, Jazz Fest. Saturday, Jazz Fest. Sunday, Jazz Fest. Are you a Jazz Fest guy?
No, because Friday's the Kentucky Oaks. Saturday's the Kentucky, Derby. Mm-hmm. And you have boxing in Vegas. You got Canelo Alvarez. You got UFC this weekend. NHL playoffs. I mean, no, it's not Jazz Fest. This is the greatest weekend in sports is this weekend.
That, hell yeah, and Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. We raked up this weekend on Game of Thrones betting odds. Oh.
Did you see the video of some bar? I think, I don't know where it was. I think it was in Europe or somewhere, where literally you would have thought it was a Super Bowl game.
Oh, yeah.
And the second the big moment happened, in case you haven't watched it.
A certain female
becomes a legend.
Stole the hearts.
Which is
my
hilarious.
My future wife.
Because it is funny. You know, like, this king was like, did ever. I mean, it is funny reading the reviews of people going, wait a minute. This guy playing for years, thousands of years, to the downfall of humanity.
Yeah. I mean,
this is how he goes to. So it's just, it is fun. Like, people, it affected people one way or another. It affected people.
Oh, yeah.
I did want to ask you, though, because you brought it up. Look, Regis Progre, the Rougarou, won over the weekend.
Easily. Yeah. Okay. People thought that fight was going to go a little bit longer, 9-10 rounds.
I have word out to his people. I'm trying to get him on. He's taking a couple of days to breathe, but we're going to try to get him on here. How good can he be, and how big can he get here? He's got two belts now. He's made it to the final of this little series that they're in. When are we talking Vegas here or something?
That's what he needs. He wants to be on that list for pound for pound, which I think he can be. I think his next fight needs to be on a marquee, needs to be on maybe on a co-main event at a MSG event or a Vegas card. He needs, no disrespect to where he fought last, what was it?
Yeah, Lafayette.
Lafayette. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that's a bad venue.
Right. And he's fought here in New Orleans.
He needs that boxing venue. He needs a Vegas, Madison Square Garden, Staples Center. He needs that venue. Go to UK. I mean, UK, their attendance for the last two heavyweights that they've hosted were through the roof. I think that's when so more people can see him.
Now, you know this world a lot better than I do.
I mean, he's going to be outstanding. Okay. He is.
But
probably,
you know this world a lot better than me. How does that go? Is that the promoter's job? Is that him trying to help out? Because he's very involved in his own career in trying to get that. And I would say he has his representation and promoters and things of that nature. But how do you get seen and things of that nature to the big events and cards?
I'm not 100%. I would think that's the promoters.
Right.
But yeah, I think he, if he gets that chance on a big stage, and again, Madison Square Garden, Staples, Vegas, whatever, and dominates like he did this weekend, mm-hmm. he's going to be up there with the Lomachenkos and stuff like that because that's how good he is and that's how fast he is.
Lomachenko is
he's
incredible.
No joke,
what was it, 2 weekends ago he fought?
His footwork.
No, that guy is ridiculous. Yeah. I saw the little piece leading up to it on SportsCenter. I felt bad for the other guy. Great story. You know, he's like,
oh, yeah.
I just want to be – I just want an opportunity and a chance. He stood no chance in that ring against Lomachenko. I just – but that's my thing. It's – you know, when you're holding two belts – I don't care where they're from. I mean, somebody's got to be paying attention. And I think this last victory over this weekend, again, he's going to be in the final of this boxing series, which I think is really cool. It's almost like a playoff.
Yeah, playoff.
You know, where you win, you move on.
They've been
on.
Doing that in the last, what, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I like that. You know, it kind of has gotten me back into boxing. I think it's sort of helped out. And you and I have talked about this. UFC kind of really dominated in MMA for a while. Boxing kind of went away. And I get the sense and feeling, am I wrong on this, that the last 2 years you've had some really good boxing matches, some really good, you know, fights where, you know, there was one time, it was 2 marches ago, there was a big fight with these two massive guys I was talking about, the heavyweight
one. Yeah, Tyson Fury.
Yes, yes. And that was
probably
like,
one of the best heavyweight fights. Go on your computer, YouTube it, and watch the Tyson Fury Wilder fight.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, I was just like, that was one of the, I felt like I was back in it again and seeing that. So, look, obviously the ties that he has here, trains in Houston, but he's from here, calls himself the Rougarou. Dude's chasing gators on his Twitter timeline this week.
I follow him. He's a good follow.
No, he really is. He's very personable, and he's not like you can relate to him.
When he was at Old Saint that one time, I had a great conversation with him in his camp. I mean, very, very nice guy. And I said, if he gets that main stage fight where more main people can see him, he's going to be on that list of pound for pound. I would say probably maybe 8th or 9th rank as a pound for pound, which is huge.
It's part of the reason with boxing, too, is you honestly don't know who the – I mean, like, we know divisions. We know when you win the NFCs, you're the NFC champ, and then you go on to the Super Bowl. That's what's hard for me is I don't know middleweight, lightweights, heavyweights, because you have 5 different divisions that have that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I know there's always been talk about unifying boxing and things of that nature to where you know who they are. You know, you can look at it and go, okay, look, you know, Pro Gray is in one of the divisions to go there, and you can look at it like a tree line and see where he needs to go in order to get to that belt. I think that's the biggest issue, but I mean, I'm not talking about anything that boxing hasn't dealt with like that for years.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it, and I think the promoters are doing that now, trying to cross promote. I mean, we saw with the Crawford match when he beat up Khan, and then supposedly Khan couldn't go again because he got hit in the junk. But I think we're going to see him fight Spencer, which is a big fight. Triple G's fighting, Canelo's fighting Jacobs, which I think Jacobs is a live dog this Saturday night in Vegas against Canelo Alvarez. So if Jacobs, let's say, pulls out an upset, that means he's out. He's out of the pound for pound, and that just moves everyone up.
All right. I want some Kentucky Derby odds before you get out of here.
The brown horse.
The brown horse. That's
the winner.
And that's why Vegas is Vegas, Joey. That's why Vegas is Vegas. I want the brown horse. And then you get people excited to get off to the OTB sites, and they go, wait, they're all brown. Meanwhile, you've already placed your bet in Vegas, please. That's how it works. That's why they're Vegas. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk to Mike Neighbors of the Yuccaneers. Will you have them this year? 4, 5, 6 wins, 7 wins. They have a brutal stretch.
He might be listening, so I got them 10-6.
No, he just covers them. You know, no, I mean,
I got them 4 or 5 wins.
Brian told me at first about this. That was stretched for like 7 weeks and at home. Yeah. A couple London games, a couple East West Coast, like, who does that? I mean, with the first pick of the 2020
the pirate
NFL
ship
draft.
Is going to be quiet.
those cannons. I'm just saying, it may not be a bad thing if I'm Bruce Arians. You know, I'm like, okay, we'll have the first round pick next year. I just because that's a tough schedule. We'll take a look at what the Bucks did. We looked at what the Panthers did at the top of this hour. Bottom of next hour,
the dreaded Atlanta Falcons.
Carlos Medina will tell us how excited they are. Tyrann Mathieu, 245. It's Gus Kattengill, Rafael Esparza hanging out in studio here as well today. It's a Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.